Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest has dreamed about a collaboration between the beauty of classical string orchestra and the spontaneity of a jazz trio. Jazz pianist Mike Jansen's latest project, Nudging Forever, will do just that, and he's on the phone with us tonight to talk about the project. But before we get to our conversation with Mike, let's take a listen to Nudge from the Metronome CD by the Mike Jansen Trio. Interview with Mike Jansen. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, good evening.
Now, it's been a while since we've talked, so there could be some listeners out there who haven't heard of you or heard your story and that, so let's give them a little bit of background. When did you begin to start playing piano and getting into music?
Well, I started playing piano in grade 3, and I'd been taking violin lessons with my sister, and I think, I don't know if it was all the, you know, Christian artists like, you know, David Meese and Michael W. Smith, but I figured somehow piano and keyboard would be a lot cooler than violin. So in grade 3, I switched over to piano and felt like it was sort of my own decision. My parents let me take it, and the rest is history.
Now, you've done a whole bunch of stuff over the years. You were involved in the party, the Penny Merchants. You did the orchestration for Steve Bell's symphony sessions. How did all that lead you into the jazz realm?
Well, I think I always had a bug for jazz. I can remember in high school going to jazz shows and listening to the soloists and not having a clue what they were doing, but really, really liking it. And so it was both frustrating and exhilarating at the same time. So when I was doing my master's at University of Toronto, I got to audit a jazz course there. And I really probably wanted to be a jazz major, but I was in master's of composition, which was great there. But they wouldn't let me do both, so I had to audit this course. But I just ended up, after university, realizing I really just wanted to keep playing, and so I got a gig at a restaurant and formed a little jazz group, and really sort of slowly over a lot of years of practice just learned it on my own.
Has there been anybody out there, any jazz artists that have been an influence on you? as you've been trying to go this route?
There have been tons of influences, yeah. I mean, when I was back at U of T, one of our great Canadian jazz guys, Dave Breed, I remember always hearing him practicing for 8 hours a day. And sometimes I'd go into his practice room and just pick his brain a bit. And, you know, when I first started wanting to play jazz, you know, Oscar Peterson and Benny Green and some of those really hard swing players were big influences. And then because I had a background in classical, guys like Keith Jarrett and Bill Evans were also huge influences. And now there's some other new guys like Taylor Aigsty and Brad Meldow and a bunch of other guys I listen to too. So, there's so many to thank over the years, for sure.
Well, it's one of those questions, you know, what's on your iPod type of thing in terms of the style of music that you listen to. Is jazz the only thing you listen to, or do you find yourself gravitating toward other styles of music?
You know, as long as it's good music, I love it. I listen to just about anything. You know, I love some great bluegrass, obviously jazz, some classical I still listen to. I love a really great rock record. So as long as it's, you know, done well, I love it. And I think I've always been that way growing up. Like, I was in the Penny Merchants for 13 years and studying classical for a whole bunch of years and playing jazz for a whole bunch of years. So in some ways I'm all messed up. But the good part of that is I really do sincerely enjoy all kinds of music.
So before we get into some of the details about the Nudging Forever project, I want to catch up on what's been keeping you busy lately. And one of that was the Breathe film project with Jason Hildebrand. Can you tell us a little bit about where that's gone and what it's all about?
Yeah, Jason and I have been working together for a number of years. And this project is based on a Greg Paul book called Breathe. And the idea of it is that in life, there's a lot of different ways of hearing the voice of God saying, I love you. And Jason is just a fantastic guy to work with because this play really is a collaboration of Greg Paul's book and Jason bringing that, you know, into life. And then I'm improvising throughout most of the play and trying to follow Jason. So there's a real interesting dance going on there throughout it. And we just recently filmed it at a studio here in Toronto, and it just turned out fantastic. So you can be looking for that. That should be coming out soon.
Yeah, I was just wondering what I've talked to Jason about it over the years, and yeah, as they've been working on it, both when before it was just a stage production, and then with the music, with the movie, and I just sort of wondering what stage it was in. So it should be out fairly soon.
Yeah, it should be. We're doing two versions. One is a live video. And the second one will be a full-length feature film that's going to come out hopefully next year that we're working on presently. Uh-huh. The fun thing for me as a musician is I actually get to be in it, and I get a little bit of an acting role, so I'm really excited about that, and very few lines, so I can't totally mess it up, so that's great.
Great. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with our guest, musician Mike Jansen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Long Journey Home from the Mike Janzen Trio CD Metronome. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Mike Janzen. Mike, before the break in that, we were talking about, you know, sort of the eclectic elements you've done with music, the Penny Merchants, some classical stuff, the jazz. Nudging Forever seems to sort of coalesce all of that into one. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, Nudging Forever Project, it started a few years ago when I was going through a really busy season and finding, you know, inside myself just a lot of stress and hearing myself talk a lot about always being out of time and being strapped for time and all these kinds of things. And I started reading a book called The Rest of God by Mark Buchanan, and he just talked about the idea of Sabbath and of rest, and a great quote from there was, "When we play, we nudge the border of forever." So it got me thinking a bit. You know, for years I'd wanted to use some of my classical training and some of the string arranging that I've done for Steve Bell and combine that somehow with jazz. So this seemed like a really good excuse to do that. And so I began writing this piece that was all about rest and two different kinds of time. There was Kairos time, which is the quality of time, and Chronos, which is the quantity of time. The end result was an 8-movement piece for string orchestra, jazz trio, and trumpet. And it should be coming out in the next month.
Well, in putting all of this together, it sounds like you. I mean, how much time did it actually take to fully pull all of this together for you?
You know, it's a bit of a labor of love. I think this is the third year now I've been working on it. Last year I ended up working on an orchestra project for most of the year, and so this year I'm back working on Nudging Forever, and yeah, I'm so excited about it. I mean, it really combines a lot of who I am with the classical background, the jazz background, and, you know, faith-wise too. It really is a bit of a deep piece, almost prayers to God. So I'm really excited about it.
Now, you pulled some musicians in to help you with this. Who are some of the other people that are involved with the project?
The trio is the same, so I'll be with George Kohler on bass again and Larnell Lewis on drums, and myself, and Kevin Turcotte is playing flugelhorn on it, and Kevin's one of the most in-demand guys in the city of Toronto and probably Canada. He's a great musician. And then the string orchestra is made up of a whole bunch of players from around the city. A lot of them are Toronto Symphony players, and it's a really great group as well. So the unique thing about the piece is the strings are not just holding down whole notes. They're actually playing a lot, and they're featured a lot. And same with the jazz trio. The jazz trio isn't just sort of wallpaper, but they're also interacting a lot with what's going on. So I think that makes the piece unique.
Yeah, and I saw somewhere in there you've got guys like Hugh Marsh and that are also involved.
You know, Hugh Marsh won't be involved in this one.
Ah, okay.
I've emailed him to help me out on some Christmas stuff, but on this one, it won't be him. Yeah.
Okay. So, kind of describe how what Nudging Forever is going to look like when people are actually listening to it.
Well, yeah, I think it'll be a real experience for people. I hope they get just a sense of God's delight that the time that we're given in our lives and in our days isn't something that's that runs out, but it's something that spills over. And I think in the music there's a sense of that luxury of time, that it's not in a hurry to get somewhere, but it's just there's a sense of abundance in it. And I think we'll be doing a CD release at Glenn Gould on November 6th. And I'm getting a sense it's going to be a real experience for people of just this sense of God's pleasure for them.
Now, you said this sort of this came out initially out of a real busy period of work for you, and, you know, reading through Mark Buchanan's book. Did the project, as you were going through it, and now that it's in its final stages, did it really help you pull back and reassess that whole sense of time and what you're doing with your own time?
That's a great question. I mean, it came out of the need to do that. And I did take time when I was working on this project. One of the first things I did was I just started reading a lot more, taking time to actually not always have to create and always be on, but, you know, take a few days. And sometimes I remember just telling myself, Mike, if you get nothing done today, that's okay. And that was actually a bit of a battle for a creative type to actually say it's okay not to do anything one day, but just to enjoy the time that you are given. So I think it changed it that year. When I fast forward to the last year, last year was so busy, and I probably once again would have said a lot of the same things. And then this year is probably back to being a lot more under control, and once again, the desire deep in me is for, you know, more rest and not burning the midnight oil too many times. So it's interesting for me. It has gone up and down like a roller coaster a bit, but it's such a great reminder just to breathe and to enjoy what's all around us.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a paradox as artists, where you know, if you're not busy, you're not earning, and there are those times where you've got those busy seasons of touring, of recording, and that, because, you know, that's where the income's going to come from. But then on the other hand, like you said, you had this whole struggle about, you know, being too busy, and you had to get to that point where you needed to take that rest. Was that sort of some of the stuff that was going through your mind as well, in terms of trying to find that balance between where you needed to be busy and then where you needed to have that time of rest?
Yeah, I think the invitation always is into a life that, whether you're busy or resting, that obviously God can meet you in both places. And in your spirit, even if things are a little chaotic around you, in your spirit you can still be quiet and at peace and taking things in and not being consumed. And one of the cool pictures, speaking of Kairos time and Kronos time, one of the cool pictures of Kronos time is of a Greek god named Kronos, who is actually devouring its own tail. And, you know, often in life, I feel that too, that sense of almost out of control, like it's all consuming, that's all you can think about. You don't have time for others, you don't have time to be looking out for things around you, but you just end up being totally consumed by things. So I think that's always a bit of a battle, to whether things are busy or quiet in life, just to truly see what's around you.
I'm looking at what stage is the project in right now?
Right now we are editing some of the things together, and mixing is happening next week. We begin mixing, and artwork's coming together. It's looking great. And then the rest of the time will be spent just getting ready for the CD release, which is on November 6th at Glenn Gould, which is just a fantastic place to listen to music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been in there, and it's really great. So, well, let's take one final break, and after this final break, we'll finish up our conversation with jazz pianist Mike Jansen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Arts Connection. You've been listening to Metronome, the track from the title track from the Metronome CD by the Mike Jansen Trio. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Mike. So once you get the Nudging Forever project out of the way, you have the CD release and that, what's next on your agenda?
Rest. The next on the agenda actually is not rest. It's, I guess, right after November 6th, I'll be launching into Christmas shows and touring. So pretty much right from mid-November to end of December, I'm busy playing, which is great. It's always a good thing. Like, when you put out a new project, you spend most of your time by yourself working on either writing the music or editing it or listening back to things. And when you finally get that chance to play it for people or get out back on the road and play music for people, it's always a real gift. So I will be very excited to hit the road for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the neat things about jazz, well, about any type of music, is as much as the recordings are appreciated and are enjoyed, that live performance aspect, it just adds something more to the enjoyment of the music.
Yeah, it sure does. I think for a lot of people who aren't jazz fans, when they come and see the joy and the interaction that's going on in a jazz concert often, I've heard over and over people saying, hey, I'm not a jazz fan, but boy, what you guys did on stage there, as soon as I saw it, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think, especially with jazz, it is such an improvised thing that it's important to actually see it live.
Mm-hmm. Where can people get more information about the Nudging Forever project or even about your music itself?
Yeah, the tickets are already on sale for our big show. So if you visited www.mikejansen.ca, or you can go to Eventbrite if you're interested in knowing more about the concert. And as far as the CD goes, it should be out in about a month and a half, and it'll be on cdbaby.com and iTunes.
Right, and Jansen is Janzen.
That's right. Just, way to go.
Well, Mike, thanks very much for your time tonight.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection tonight, and thank you to my guest, Mike Jansen. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.